First, I want to give a big shakar to Josh, as always. We should be zarech to sing always together in Yerushalayim. B'shleishim yom kaid machag. It's funny. It's Kislev Habrangen before Kislev, before Rosh Chodesh. Mzviza Magdim. But it's really what I'm going to talk about. How to get into Kislev. I don't mean how to get into it. I mean how to enter it. How to enter into this time. A machshava, a way of thinking, to bring us into the time of Kislev. Everybody here knows that Rosh Hashanah has in it all of the chiyus, all of the bracha, all of the hashpos of the entire year. It's all wrapped into Rosh Hashanah, contained in Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah gives to each of the Rosh Chodeshim, gives that hashpah, divides it up to each Rosh Chodesh. And then each day, each Rosh Chodesh of every month contains all the brachas, all the chiyas, all the hashpahs of that month. It's all in Rosh Chodesh. The Rosh Chodesh gives over that bracha, that chiyas, to the days of the month. And that means that all of the light, all of the or of Chanukah is contained in that day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev. It's only going to be mezgala. It's only going to be revealed later on by the 25th. But the or, the lichtikai, all of the simcha, all of the amunah of Chanukah is contained in the day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev. The Sfasam is going to have said, but you know, everybody knows that each month corresponds to a different Shevet. Apida Ari, the Shevet of Kislev is Binyamin Yedid Hashem. And there's a koyach of every month, Himlich Ois Samach B'Sheina, the letter Samach, and the Inyan of sleep. Tzfasema says that it used to be that Am Yisrael was able to draw all the simcha, all the emuna, all of the chiyas from the Shalosh Regalim, from the three Yomim Taiva. When it was a Pesach, a Shavuos, a Sukkos, and Am Yisrael came to Yerushalayim, the Atah B'Chartonu was so clear. So Samus brings the pasuk in Kehelis, Schor es Beirecho, B'Yimei B'Chareisecho. Zachor es Beirecho, remember the one who created you, B'Yimei B'Chareisecho, when you were young, when you were a bacher. The Sfasema says that when Am Yisrael was young, all we needed were the three Yom Tovim to remember B'Chareisecho at B'Chaton. To remember that Hashem loved us, to remember to feel this chazkus of Atah B'Chaton Mikol Ha'am, Ahavta Yisrael Ratzis Abonim. Zachor es Beirecho, B'Yimei B'Chareisecho, when we were young, when we were bacher, when Am Yisrael was a young bacher. We heard Atah B'Chaton on the three Yom Tovim, and we were fine, we were okay. We came to Yerushalayim, and that did it for us. But the Sfasema says that over the long years of our galus, we're not able to draw that Hischazkus and that Amuna from the Shalosh Regalim as we used to. Because the Iker of the Shalosh Regalim we don't have anymore. We don't have Rav Nisen HaRab, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We're not able to bring the Karbonis of the Yom Tovim, of the Shalosh Regalim. We don't have Aliyah L'Regel the way we had. So, the Shalosh Regalim have become over the years very weakened. And when you and I, when we say the words Atah B'Chatanu, we don't remember anymore what it was like at the beginning, that Hashem took us as His Kala. We don't feel anymore this chazkus that we used to get when the Shalosh Regalim of the Shleimus, this Amigdash, Am Yisrael came to Yerushalayim. We don't feel that anymore. It's very hard for us. So Hashem is brought down through the Chachamim two Yomim Tovim for Golos, Purim and Chanukah. And that somehow through these Yomim Tovim we're able to receive the aura that we need to survive and to thrive, to wait for Mashiach. Well, Befrat, the last yontif that we received is Chanukah. The Or of Chanukah is the Ur of Arichas Nehem and Yeshai Mashichenu. Is the Ur of Mashiach Sakenu. It's the light that gives us life. To be able to continue on. To be able to receive Mashiach Sakenu. Because you see, we don't have, as I said, we don't have the Shalosh regarding the Shleimus. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash and Karbonis and Ali L'Regel. But Chanukah, we have all of Chanukah. Everything that Chanukah has to offer, we have. We have all of Chanukah. Chanukah's Bishleimus. So let's try to understand what Chanukah gives us. Let's try to understand how we could take this and find an entrance into this time of the year. I'm going to be very much makatzer. It's a big sugya, but to be very much makatzer. Yivanu nikbetsu alai, azaybi mechashman, uferetsu chermes migdalai, vetimu kalashmana. Yivanu nikbetsu alai, uferetsu chermes migdalai. Something terrible happened. We have a Kabbalah from Chazal. That the Yivanim of the Greeks defiled all of the Shmanim, all of the oils, defiled the Beis HaMikdash, and they made 13 breaches, Yud Gimel Protzitz, or Pirtzitz. The Sfasema says that correspond to the 13 gates of Yerushalayim. That they were machriv, they shut, they closed, they broke down, they cemented up the 13 gates going to Yerushalayim. Now you know that there are 12 Shvatim. And each Shevet has its own gate. That means that every Jew belongs to a different Shevet, a Shevet. And through the unique Tchunas HaNefesh of that Shevet, through the special Koiches and quality of that Shevet, each Jew would go through the shahr of his shevet, would go through the gate of his tribe, of his shevet, that would lead him into the Kedushas HaMikdash. And of course that means that not only would members of that shevet be able to enter Yerushalayim through that gate, through its gate, but it means of course that each person of that shevet would be able to enter through that gate into the Kedushim of who he was, to enter into that place that's deepest inside of himself through that gate. So we understand that there are 12 Shvatim, but there are 13 gates. And the Yevanim came to shut, to close, to break, to ruin, to remove from our lives 13 gates. Yud Gimel Pirtzitz, Chazal tells us. They made 13 Pirtzitz. There are 12 Shvatim. There should only be 12 gates. And the Yevanim should have only attacked or ruined or destroyed 12 gates. So the question is the 13th gate. What's the 13th gate? Now we need to know this, Chavah, because it's the gate for our generation. We need to know what that gate is. The Rav in the Shulchan Aruch, the Balatani in Shulchan Aruch, brings in the Mizrach Magid. The Mizrach Magid talks about the Nusach of the Arizal in davening. The Ari HaKadosh taught that every Shevet, it used to be that each Shevet had its own Nusach of Davening. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, every Shevet had its own Nusach of Davening. But as a result of Golas and Tzaras, we don't know anymore. So the Tanya brings from Mizrach Magid that the Ari HaKadosh established a 13th gate. It's called Shar HaKoilo. Shar HaKloli, Shar HaKoilo. What does that mean? In Avodas Hashem it means the following. It means that even back then, when everybody knew his shevet, and everybody knew his gate, his way to get in, but there were always certain Jews, just like there were Jews in the Midbar, who couldn't make their way into the cloud, into the Anan HaKavod. And even when they were there, the Anan HaKavod threw them out. So there are Jews who can't find an opening into Yerushalayim, who cannot find a way through that shevet to get into that shah. And over the years of Golus, many, 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 many Jews simply don't know how to find that entrance into the Beis HaMikdash, the entrance into the Bilvavi Mishkan Evne of oneself. Therefore, in davening, the Ari HaKodesh was Megala, a 13th Shahr, because there were 13 gates at the Beis HaMikdash. There were 13 entrances into the Beis HaMikdash. So the 13th entrance corresponds to the Shahr HaKoilo, to that gate, which is an opening for Jews who can't find their way through the regular entrance, who have become so filthy, who have become so filthy and desecrated. There's such a churban in a person's life that the bouncer who's standing at the other 12 gates won't let him in. Can't come in. He's not worthy of entering through the 12 gates. But there's a 13th gate, the Shar HaKoilo. And the 13th gate is one that is open for every single Jew. Every single Jew. Makes no difference how much he's done wrong, whatever he's done in his life. If he wants to get in, there's a 13th way to get in. The Sfasamis teaches us that the 13th gate is the Yontif of Chanukah. The 13th opening to Yerushalayim is the Yontif of Chanukah. The Rambam writes at Lashon by Chanukah that he doesn't say anywhere else in all of Mishneh Torah. His mitzvah is nech Chanukah chavivi hi ad ma'oid, chavivi hi ad ma'oid. The Chanukah candle, the Lechachila, is lit by the gate of the house. So Leib Leiger says, Yaakov Avinu stood by the opening of the house and he was waiting for Yosef HaTzadik to come home. And Yosef HaTzadik missing is the Tzadik in our lives, especially the Inyan of Kedushas, Yosef HaTzadik that's missing from our lives. And Yaakov Avinu stood by the opening, by the Shar, by the 13th gate, waiting for Yosef HaTzadik to come home. It was the Shechina that was waiting for us, each and every one of us, to be able to come back through that Shah. So now we understand what the Yevanim wanted to do, what the Greeks wanted to do, and what that means in our generation, what it means to us. Yevanim nikbitzu alai azayim mechashman, mefarzu chamis mevdalai, yetimu kol hashman. So the Yevanim wanted to close down, to destroy all 13 gates. But a Jew would never be able to find his way into Yerushalayim. That's what our enemies are trying to do now. They're trying to close down Yerushalayim. They're trying to see through the Jews will not be able to go to Yerushalayim, ultimately when the time comes to be able to go to the Harabayis. V'choshech al pnei sahayim. Everybody knows the darkness upon the depths. Chazal say is Yavan, is the Golus of Yavan. Sheachshichu einayim v'libam sheyisrael. You have inverted darkness to the eyes and to the hearts of Am Yisrael. What did Yavin want to accomplish? What Yavin wanted to accomplish was that a Jew who was Tameh, a Jew who had fallen away from the world of Yosef HaTzadik, at the end of time, the Ikvisa, the Mashiach that we're in now, a Jew who feels that there's no way that he can go through any of the 12 gates of Kedusha, but maybe he can get through the 13th gate. So the Yavanim brought a darkness to our eyes and to our hearts, so that a Jew would feel that Chalila, he doesn't have a way to get in even through the 13th Shah, through the Shah HaKoyla, that's for every single Jew. Le'idach memenu nidach. That a Jew should feel that he can't even get into the 13th gate. The Yontif of Chanukah is all about or, it's all about light. And the menorah that's lit lamata, me'asara tvachim, is the esgalus of the Shechina and the life of that person who has drifted away from Kedusha, and it's so dark in his life, he doesn't know how to find his way back. And as the Baal Shem HaKadosh and other tzaddikim said, that the whole inyan of the Chanukah candle is like a Jew, a person who's lost in the forest, and it's pitch dark, and he can't find his way. But from a distance, he sees a little candle, a little light. And he follows that candle, he follows that. You know, the Yevanim made a gzeira against Shabbos, Chodesh, and Milah, right? What was it that they were meshuggah about, the Shabbos, Chodesh, and Milah? So a lot of Torahs and Shem Yishmul, Tzadik, all this sort of talk about why Davka these three in Yonim, Shabbos, Chodesh, and Milah. So you know why, Cheva? Because those three are gates. They're gates. They're openings. They're sha'arim. How are they openings? Because the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Perek Mem Vav, that b'sheishes yimei ha'maaseh, that during the 6 days of the week, the shaar ha'chotzah ha'pnimis yisogu was closed. But on Shabbos, yipaseach. Or b'chodesh yipaseach. Because during the week, there wasn't a need to have the gates open because there were very few people. But when it came to Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, the gates were opened. Shabbos, Yom HaShabbos, Yom HaChodesh, Yipasach. So since Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh are days of Pesach, Sha'arim, when gates are opened, since Shabbos and Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh are days where the Be'erei Samayim have been opened, where the Sitmon Plishtim, where the shutting closed of the plishtim of the Yavanim, that has been removed, the covering has been removed, and the waters of the Be'eris are free. When the pirates of the Yavanim that attacked the Beis HaMikdash and made those 13 chorbanas by the 13 sharim, when those 13 gates, when the 13th gate, Befrat, is opened, it's the inyan of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh when the gates are open. That means even a Jew who during the week can't find an opening, on Shabbos he can find an opening. And even a person who can't find on Shabbos an opening can find on Rosh Chodesh an opening. But even a Jew who can't come to Shabbos, he can't find Rosh Chodesh, as long as he's gemalt, he has the bris of Avram Avinu was sitting by the Pesach, by the opening to Gehenna. And Avraham Avinu sees that whoever is gemalt, whoever has a bris, is lo yidach memenu nidach. It's one of his children, one of his eniklach. It's a Jew. The orla, the inyan of the plishtim, the orla, the yavanim, it covers the kedusha of a Jew. The bris milah means the removal of the covering. It means the opening of the gate of that person to be able to find the kedusha within himself. That since every one of us is gemalt, we have a bris, we're able to find our way back to Yosef HaTzadik. Ultimately, each one can find their way back to Yosef HaTzadik. Every one of us. The Yvonim didn't want that. The Yvonim made a gzeira against Shabbos, Chodesh, and Milah. Because the Inyan of Yavan and Chochmas Yavan is to close down all gates, even the 13th gate, especially the 13th gate in our generation, where there are wonderful, beautiful Jews who have done things that they feel bad about, done things that they regret, but they can't figure out a way to come back. They can't imagine that Hashem's Baruch has a 13th Shah. But you know, it's not just 13. It says in the parashah Vayitzchak Avinu Vayim, it says B'shana Hu, how many? It says Me'eshar, 100 gates. The emphasis is that there are many, many openings. But the shorish of all of the openings, where all of the openings come from, is the Yontif of Chanukah. And maybe we can understand why Reb Tzadik writes in Pri Tzadik that the month of Kislev is Binyamin. Binyamin is Yedid Hashem. And the Inyan of the month of Kislev is Himlich Oy Samach B'Shem. The letter Samach, which first appears in the Torah with the word Soviv by the rivers, Soiger with the flesh, by the creation of Chava. So the letter Samach first appears in Torah, and you know the first time a letter comes somewhere, it's what it is. The letter Samach means when something is closed, surrounded. Vayizgar, Bosa Tachtana, Vayizgar. Soviv means when something is completely enclosed. There's no opening, there's no gate. So Tzadik writes in Pri Tzadik, Mikol Mokom Kol Yisrael Nikru Yedidim. It's the month of Binyamin, because Kol Yisrael, no matter what you and I have done in our lives, all of us are called Yedidim. Hashem's friend. A friend. Yedidim. K'mayshom b'gemor b'dekol Yisrael ruim l'ashros ha'shchina k'mayshnema k'ani Hashem shoychen b'soych b'nei Yisrael. Af al pishayim t'mayim shchina shruya b'neiyam. No matter what tumah there is in our lives, the Shechina is Shui B'neim. And remember, where was the Kodesh Kodashim? By Binyamin. U'ben Kseifav Shochein. The Ashuras HaShechina is the simon of the Yedidus, of the friendship between Hashem and his old friends, Knesset Yisrael. And therefore, Absaldik says, V'hainu shebemamake ha'leiv kosher ha'Yisrael b'sherish. The mamake ha'leiv, in the depths of the heart, Kosher HaYisrael B'Sharish. A Jew is connected to the Sharish. Shevitzoneinu L'Asas Vitzoyncha. That really, really every single Jew is Vitzoneinu L'Asas Vitzoyncha. Really wants to do the right thing. He brings the famous Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin. And then he says, V'zeh Kedusha S'chodesh Zeh. And this is the Kedusha of the month of Kislev. Shekol Echod MiYisrael Yochel Esbarim. That in this month, with the light of Chanukah, with the light that is lit by the opening, with the light of Yaakov Avinu standing and waiting, holding a candle, looking out into the darkness of Golus for Yosef HaTzadik to come home, showing Yosef HaTzadik that he's still here, showing Yosef HaTzadik that there's an opening to come back. Zekdushas Chayelizeh, Shekol Echad Miyisrael Yochel Ezbar Mishubamake Halev, Koshu Ba'Hashem Ezbar, not Sukkot, not Pesach, not Shavuos. In the month of Kislev, every single Jew can find that opening to Mamake Halev, to the depths of his heart, and to discover that in that place, Koshu Ba'Hashem Ezbar, he is still attached to Hashem, K'may Shenema, Ani Yesheina V'Libi Er. I am asleep and my heart is awake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Libo Nishi Yisrael. Hashem is the heart of a Jew. And Ura Loma Sishan Hashem, that Hashem is Baruch is not sleeping, Loyon of Loisha. Show me Yisrael, that Hashem is Baruch inside of us is not asleep. So the month of Kislev corresponds to Binyamin, who's Yedid Hashem. And that's where was Hashroz HaShechina Kodesh Kodosh Ben Kseif of Shochen. HaShochen Itam B'Soich Tumasa. Was the Shar HaYud Gimel. The 13th opening, the 13th gate, which is the light of Chanukah. which is Lo Yidach Mimenu Nidach, which keeps the Jewish people awake throughout all the years of Golus, Himlich Ois Samach, the Shana, that means that the month of the letter Samach, when Jews could fall asleep because Hanukkah is the yontiv at the end, Mamash, the last yontiv that we received. And through all the long years of Golus, it's possible for Jews to fall asleep and to feel that there's a Samach that surrounds them and there's no way to enter back into that place of Kedusha in their hearts, to go into the 13th gate. And the yontiv of Hanukkah says, Ani Yishena V'libi Er, that there is no such thing as a gate that is shut, that doesn't, there's no such thing that a Jew can't come back to that place of Yosef HaTzadik. Because Yushalayim, Harim Soviv Lov HaShem Soviv La'amai Me'atav Ad'Oil. And Absodik says that that is the Kedusha, that is the Kedusha of this time, of this month, that is the Kedusha of the month of Kislev. That with all of the choshech, with all of the darkness of Yovel, she'achshicha einem she'yisrael, that we shouldn't be able to find that opening. A Jew has the koyches of bechachma peseach shor, and that's the 13th gate. And the Yevonim wanted to destroy all of that. So we understand that the nitzachon of Chanukah of Kislev is the nitzachon of that koch of choshech of Yovel, who wanted to be metame kol hashman. Kilu, there's no spark of light left in a Jew. You and I feel that way sometimes. Chanukah is the kaf to overcome that. So what do we have to do? And what can we do before we light the candles? I'll tell you a maisa from the grandfather of the Sfasanos. Chedush Ariel. Chiddush Arim was in Vienna for some medical treatment. Vienna was a big city, and a lot of big doctors were there. And Chiddush Arim was in Vienna. And he was traveling on a big wide boulevard over there in Vienna, a beautiful place. And he was traveling in the wagon with the Chassidim. And it was a beautiful day. And there were many, many Jews that were sitting by that boulevard. There were trees and there was a place to sit, and Jews were relaxing on benches. And Lahavdil, there were Einim Yehudim that were sitting there too. And Jews were having conversations, talking about politics and playing chess and Gedarik and Bakoyach. And Vienna was a city that was filled with maskilim, with Jews that were not anymore very religious. And the Chiddush Arim was sitting on the back by the wagon that was open. He was sitting with his gabbai. And there were two Chassidim sitting in the front that were taking care of the horse. And they were going on this beautiful boulevard. They're going slowly along the boulevard. It was a nice day. And all of a sudden, there was a Jew who came walking quickly after the wagon, a clean-shaven person, who recognized that was the famous Tzaddik de Chiddush Arim. And he wanted to get a bracha from the Chiddush Arim, so he was following after the wagon, and he was calling out to the gabbai, to please, could you stop the wagon? I just want to get a bracha, to shake the hand and get a bracha of the Chiddush Arim. So of course the gabbai was leaning over to tell the driver to stop. And the Chiddush Arim was watching this Jew, and the Jew was very obviously a very refined, wealthy person. It was from that chevra there of Maskilim, and it was a warm day, and he was carrying an umbrella for the sun. He was carrying an umbrella. And the Chiddush Arim was watching, and he stopped his gabbai. The gabbai wanted to tell the driver to stop. And the Chiddush Arim told him, no, shno, go away. fasted. And the Gabbai couldn't believe it. This poor guy is coming for a bracha, and the tzaddik is telling him to go, and the Gabbai didn't know what to do, so he just leaned over and he said to the drivers, "Schnell, fast." And the horses start to go faster. And the Chedushim is staring at this poor guy. And the guy starts to break out into a trot because the horses are picking up speed and he's running with the umbrella. After the Chedushim is sitting with his hand like this, staring at him. And he says, "Get schneller, faster." The guy's heart, mamish, is broken for this guy. And the guy breaks mamish. He starts running for his life. And the Chedushim is just staring at him, and the wagon's pulling away. And then all of a sudden, this Yid from Vienna, he throws down the umbrella, because it's holding him back. He throws down the umbrella. And then the Chedushim calls and says to the guy, "Stop." And the horses stop. And the Chedushim leans over, and he holds his hand, and he gives him a tremendous bracha. And this German Jew kisses the hand of the Chedushim, and the Chedushim gives him a big bracha. And then they left. And the Gabbai asked the Chedushim Rebbe, "I don't understand why you did that to that guy. He was a Jew, he came for a bracha. I never saw the Rebbe should do this, not to turn down a Jew. He shouldn't come. What was wrong? And then what afterwards, what?" So Chedushim said this. He said, "I was waiting until he would drop the umbrella. The second that he dropped the umbrella, that means that he was ready for all the brachas of the world." Chedushim was saying is that there's a way to enter into Kedusha. There's a way to enter through the gate where a person can receive all of the brachas. But you have to pick up speed and you have to be willing to put down the parasol, to put down the umbrella that's holding you back, to change something in one's life, to come into a month of Kislev, to try a certain piece of Vienna that we're still holding on to put down. Because the moment that we do that, Chanukah leans all the way down from the highest walls, like all the Sfarim said, Varinayim, all the way down, Lamata, 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 where we light the menorah, all the way down, Lamata, Me'asarat Vach. Like the Chedushim that leaned over then and held this Jew's hand, in both of his hands, to give him a big bracha. If we run and we drop and we let go of something, then we'll see that the Shekhinah Kedosha will lean down to take our hands. Halavai, halavai, that this time she'll pull us onto the wagon with her. And we'll be able to go together through the big opening, the gate that leads straight through Sharayach Yerushalayim. The Gula Shem HaMitish and Hem Yomeinu Amen.